From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting.
All of America is praying and grieving for the families who lost their precious loved ones. Horrible act. Our hearts break for them, and we pledge to renew our resolve in their memory.
That's President Trump speaking Wednesday about the families of those killed and injured in a terrorist attack Tuesday in New York City. At least 8 people were killed, 11 others injured, in what is now being called the deadliest terrorist incident in the city since the September 11, 2001 attacks. Among those killed were 5 Argentine citizens and a Belgian. Police have begun to question the driver of the rented pickup truck who mowed down people on a busy bike path. They're trying to learn his motive. Officials linked the suspect, a 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who came to the U.S. in 2010, to social media accounts that contain Islamic State-related materials. He was shot in the abdomen by a New York City police officer. He's now out of surgery and recovering in the hospital. The terror attack quickly became a political issue after President Trump blamed a visa program that he said allowed the suspect into the country. He called the U.S. justice system a joke for moving too slowly. He said he wants to work with Congress to abolish the immigration lottery under which the suspect entered the United States. Those remarks drew criticism from Democrats who said the president was rushing to politicize a tragedy at a time when law enforcement is trying to determine the facts of what happened. On Wednesday, on Twitter, Trump blamed Senate Democratic leader Charles Schumer of New York for allowing, quote, the terrorist into the United States. This is VOA News. The Reuters news agency